Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. This reflection is being posted on November 1. And November 1 is the Feast of All Saints, and the Church is celebrating that. So let me come up with a definition of what it means to be a saint, because a lot of people think it's only somebody who has extraordinary gifts, who does extraordinary things, you know, like the miracle, all these other things, having the five wounds. So my definition of a saint is a person who lives an ordinary life in an extraordinary way. For example, they pray and then some. They're kind and then some. They're forgiving and then some. They sacrifice for others and then some. Okay, so they live ordinary Christian life, but they do it in an ordinary way. And by that definition, I would be willing to bet that you have already met a saint. Not one who has been officially canonized by the church, but you've met people who do the and then some. You know, our goal is to become a saint. And just perhaps, you are on your way to becoming a saint because you make decisions day in and day out to be more prayerful, more kind, more forgiving, more sacrificial, more thankful. I have to tell you, you should see the reaction when I call somebody a saint. And I'm not just teasing, I mean it. Well, some people would say, no, Father, don't say that. Other people would, you know, want to say to me this. Okay, but I'm a saint in progress. Now, I'll buy that. Hopefully, we're all saints in progress. We're all saints in the making. You know, St. Teresa of Avila spoke to this point indirectly when she said, none of us know how much we love God because we can't see, hear, or touch God. But we know how much we love our neighbor. And then she says, to the extent that we love our neighbor, we grow in love of God. So much of our ability to become saints has to do with the day in and day out contact with real live physical people. But what do we teach? We teach that in meeting other people, we meet Jesus with skin on. Even the people we don't particularly like. God doesn't break into our life from the outside. God breaks out of our life from the inside. You know, St. Teresa also said something which is very much part of my thinking and the way I live. She said, God save us from gloomy saints. Mm-hmm. And then she said, again, I can relate to this very much, a sense of humor is a sign of the presence of God. So a saint is somebody who's aware of the presence of God in his or her life, but keeps their sense of humor as they go about the whole process of becoming a saint. Now, I can't end my reflection without identifying that 2 days from now, we have the election. I want to end with a prayer for our country, okay? Gracious, loving Father, into your hands we place our country. Into your hands we place all the people who are running for some political office. And we pray for ourselves great wisdom. Wisdom to vote, number one. Wisdom to know the best candidates based on moral positions. We need desperately to have your presence, your power in this election. Amen. You know, I tried to stop.